Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me?
Saturday, and this is Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network, and we are here to TCB. We got some good stuff for you, and I am so happy because one of my sisters has sent some songs, and I sent her a message, and I said, hey, I'm going to play these on the show, okay? Can I tell everybody that you sent them? And she never answered me. So, hey, you know what? Hey, Di, this is on you, girl. My sister Diane sent these songs, and we are going to play them for her. And they're great songs. They really are. She's gotten kind of into this 70s music, great. 60s and 70s, 60s and late 60s and 70s. And it's stuff we grew up with, you know, and she's just gotten into it again recently, and it's really kind of cool. It's awesome. She's been sending me all this stuff on Messenger, and hey, I'm gonna sock it to her. it's so cool. I mean, you know, I think it's just so neat to have my sister in on this. This is really great, and she's 3 years younger than I am, which isn't saying much, but. We're all getting older, but can I tell you? But I love her. She's got such a great sense of humor. And she is one of those people that if you don't want the answer to a question, you better not ask her. Because she is going to tell you straight up what she thinks. And I love that about her. It's wonderful. When we were in school, she was the neighborhood child protector. All the little kids that lived in the neighborhood, if somebody was giving them a ration or giving them a tough time or was mean to them or something, they'd tell Diane, and Diane went and took care of it. she just took care of it. So I thought that was kind of great of her, you know. She wasn't afraid of nothing. She was a tough little bugger. But I love her to death. I really do. She's wonderful. And I hope she's listening so that she knows that. And I will tell her again later because I'm going to kind of, neener, 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 I played your song. I said your name on the radio. But she's not shy. She's not shy. She used to be a belly dancer. So she is not shy. There is nothing shy about that girl. So Well, she's not a girl anymore, but none of us are, so it's okay. And the first one I'm going to play that Diane sent me, and she's going to hate me calling her Diane because she wants to be called Dee, but it's hard to break a lifelong habit. So sorry, Diane. You'll always be Diane to me. I can't help it. It's by Cream. And Cream is one of those groups that started out Vanilla Cream.
Oh.
But nobody ever said Vanilla Cream. It took too long. Everybody else was shortening to Cream, so finally the band just says, why don't we just do it and quit fighting against it? And so they shortened their name to Cream. And this one is called Sunshine of Your Love. Just for you, Di. There you go. Sunshine of Your Love. I even sang that with the band at one point. So it's old.
I remember that one. Good song.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, a few years.
Oh, well. Good music never dies.
Right.
We keep playing it. It keeps rolling. So that's kind of cool. I've got another song here now. It's an Elvis song. So we're doing good. It's for a very good friend of mine, and he loves Elvis. So we're going to play Fairy Tale for him.
We have out a new album, ladies and gentlemen. It's been out for about 2 or 3 weeks, and it's called Elvis Today, or Yesterday, whatever, Tomorrow. In the album is a song called Fairy Tale. I'll pack up all my things and walk away. I don't want to hear another word you have to say. I've been waiting for so long. I just found out there's something wrong. And nothing will get better if I stay. There's no need to explain anymore. I tried my best to love you. Now I'm walking out the door.
Out the door.
You use me, you abuse me, and you never seem to need me. But I bet you won't forget me when I go. Sing it along. Pretending that you care,
but now I've opened up my eyes
and realize just a great big fairy tale. I've been loving you so long, I don't think I even know how to forget you. Yet the way that things have been, I think I'm better off. I tried my best to love you. Now I'm walking out the door. Yeah, you use me, you deceive me, and you never seem to need me. Oh, but I bet you won't forget me when I go.
There we go, Fairy Tale. And that's just not, you don't hear that one very often. It's a good song. It moves.
Yeah.
You know, it's, but you just don't hear it.
Yeah.
I don't, well, you know what? The dude had something like 760 odd songs. Yeah. You're not going to hear all of them a lot. There's just, it's not possible. That's all there is to it. Okay, as long as we are doing requests and songs that other people wanted to hear or gave me to play, John comes to mind. John's always in my mind. Yes, we have a lot of interaction, and I love it. I love it. I would not have it any other way. So right now, I'm going to sing I'm not going to sing. What am I talking about? Harry Nilsson is going to sing a song that John sent me. And Harry Nilsson, do you guys remember the song Coconut?
Not
offhand. You know, put the lime in the coconut and drink a boat up. Put the lime in the coconut.
Ah,
you know,
yes.
That one. Yeah, that one. That's the coconut. And Harry Nilsson did that. Did quite a few songs, actually. We just don't hear them very often, but that's okay, you know. He did a song that was in Midnight Cowboy. Do you remember? Now that was a Glen Campbell movie, right?
Oh, yes.
And the song was called Everybody's Talking.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, Everybody's
remember
Talking
that.
At Me.
Mm-hmm.
Can't
yeah.
hear a word they're saying. Harry Nilsson did that song. Harry Nilsson.
Oh.
So it's not like he's unheard of.
Mm.
He's done quite a few that we've heard. Well, this one I will take bets you haven't heard it.
Okay.
But it's so cute. It had me smiling all the way through. So thank you, John, for giving me smiles. I hope it puts a smile on everybody else's face. It's called The Puppy Song.
Oh.
Dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream you wish to come true.
And share some food, and yeah, you know, it's just fun. That's all there is to it. It's just fun, you know. All right, and I've got one to play for Jim. He started sending me songs and listening about 2-3 weeks ago, the week before Mother's Day, I believe. But he likes Bob Seger. So we're going to go with Ramblin' Gamblin' Man right now.
Yeah, I'm going to tell my tale. Come on,
Star We Go, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. Wonder how much trouble he gets.
I wouldn't like to think.
Maybe a lot. Maybe a yeah. lot. You never can tell. All right. And now, John sent me some more parodies. Well, two of them are left over from Thursday. I said I would play them today. And then he sent me another one that's really kind of cute. But we're gonna start with the parody based on the Bee Gees song.
Ah, lovely.
It's a parody of Stayin' Alive. So here we go. Thanks, John, because you make me smile. You go. That was it. Doesn't go on as long as the Bee Gees song, but that's okay. That's what it's based on. It sounded like it. Staying inside. Well, I never did, so hey, what can I tell you? All through this, I've been going to work all through this whole thing. I go out to the grocery store if I need to. I go to the bank if I need to. I'm going to have to get gas this week. I do yard work. And like I say, I've been going to and from work all the time. So I have to admit, I didn't do the staying inside thing. I didn't do it. But I would have gone stir crazy and I would have ended up in a padded room. So maybe it's a good thing I didn't. I got too much to do with my life than to end up in a padded room, locked up in a straitjacket. So anyway, some things just drive me over the cliff. What can I tell you? You know? And that would have been one of them. That would have been one of them. Okay, I've got two more parodies that we are going to play. We're just going to put them in a block here because they're better that way. Mm-hmm. So this other one is based on a Beatles song. And it was actually the first Beatles song I ever heard when I was 9, I believe, 8 or 9, third grade, whatever. And the Beatles song was "I Want to Hold Your Hand."
Yeah, I remember that one.
That was the first Beatles song I ever heard, and I thought, I'll wait and see if I really like them or not. I'm not too sure, because I hadn't really listened to anything except country up until that point. Because that's just what Mama had on the radio. That's all we listened to. So this was brand new exposure for me. And the new exposures, it was so funny. The new exposure to, the tongue dude, what's his face, was that album cover with that big old honky tongue hanging out. And I thought, I don't think so. I can't do that. And then later, okay, yeah, they were cool, no problem. But that first that first look at that album cover, whoa, that was funky. But anyway, and you know, I can see that dude's face and everything, and the name just flew out of my head. So I'm sure you guys know who I'm talking about. And that's cool. That's cool, because I'll remember it in about 5 minutes. It'll come flying and I'll be fine. But right now we're going to do the Beatles parody. And the parody is called I Gotta Wash My Hands. Gives you a giggle.
It does.
Well, you don't have to admit that. I have to say it gives me a giggle.
It gives me a giggle too, so.
Yeah. I think it's funny. And that's okay. It was supposed to be funny, so, you know, that's all right.
Quite good.
Yeah. They did, most of the time, the guys that do those parodies do a very good job.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of comic relief from a serious situation. And we need that. So I'm glad that they do that. I think that's great. Okay. Brandon's request. One of Brandon's requests. Janis Joplin. Now, Janis Joplin was fantastic. Mm. She really was. Unfortunately, it was during the time period that drugs were very, very prevalent, especially among the entertainment crowd. And if you didn't do them, you were a little ostracized because they thought you were stuck up, that kind of thing. I wasn't in the music scene at that point in time, so I kind of skipped over that part of it, which I'm glad, because I would have been thought weird because I wouldn't have done it. I had no interest in that. But anyway, Janis Joplin unfortunately had quite a serious interest in that, and she OD'd. So we lost her very early on in her life, and it was really sad. kind of a shock. You know, nobody really expected that to happen. But this is a song that she did called Maybe, and Brandon sent this to me. Got a very unique voice, and it just kind of hypnotizes you to listen to it, and I love that. I love that about her, and she just felt the music so deeply, you know. Not everybody could do that. Not everybody could do that. Okay, I have one more parody from John. And then he sent a song besides that as well. Well, yeah. Anyway, one more parody. And it's funny. It's called SpaghettiOs. Here we go.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a hungry young man has a craving for some SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs.
and his stomach growls. 'Cause if there's one thing this world don't need, it's a hungry young man denied a chance to eat some SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs.
People, don't you understand? He's just trying to open up a can, but no can opener is in the house today. He takes a look under the sink, opens all the drawers, stares and blinks. Then he slowly turns his head, sighs in dismay, and his hunger burns. And a hungry young man with a runny nose goes to the store, but the store is closed, no SpaghettiOs. Still his hunger grows. He knocks on all his neighbors' doors, but no one answers, so he goes back home, no SpaghettiOs. Then in a fit of desperation, the young man grabs a knife. He stabs at the can, but it cuts his hand. Tries to stop the bleeding, but the cut's too bad. Then his mama calls. As his life ebbs away, a hungry young man face down in the kitchen with a knife and a can of SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs.
And the answering machine records a message from his mother. She's on her way with a can opener she borrowed yesterday and SpaghettiOs.
There you go.
Definitely different.
That was different.
Very
wasn't
good.
It? Yeah, it was really different, but it was kind of, it was funny, and then it had the same kind of tragic ending that In the Ghetto had, but I thought it was good. I thought it was good, so, hey, you know, that's okay, we like it. I had a request from Chris, and I played this song, well, a version of this song on Thursday, but it wasn't the one she wanted to hear. So she actually, I actually let her know, if you have a particular version you want to hear, you have to send me the link to the YouTube.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to be sure to get the one that you want to hear. If you just give me the title, it's Catch as Catch Can, because you're going to get the one I picked to play. It may not be the one you're thinking of. So if you do have a request, and this is for everyone listening, if you do have a request and there is a particular one you want to hear, I can't guarantee that's the one I will play, but you've got a much better chance of getting that one if you send me the YouTube link. Okay? So this time she found that and she sent that to me. So this is the version that Chris wanted to hear of This Is My Heaven by Elvis.
Lovely.
This is my heaven, being here with you. Make it last forever. This is my heaven, it's a dream come true. Make it last forever. Come to me now and take my hand. You're like an angel.
above. Let's stay close together. You brought me heaven when I shared your love. Make it last forever. To me now and take my hand. This is a paradise I planned. You're like an angel sent from up above. Let's stay close together. You brought me heaven when I shared your love. Make it last forever. Beneath the sky, beside the sea, this is my heaven when you come to me.
Yeah, that is beautiful. And since that's the link she sent me, I am assuming that is the one she wanted to hear. Okay, on to the next one. I'm gonna play another song that my sister sent me.
Okay.
As soon as I get all the way up there to find it. Okay, there we are. It's by Al Green.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember hearing this song before, but it's a good song. And she sent it to me, so I played it, and I thought, you know what? Yeah, we'll play that one. Not a problem. It's Al Green doing I'm So Tired.
If
if you love me like you say you do. I've been thinking about it, yeah. And I've been trying next to you sometimes to hold my arm, and I say, woo-hoo-hoo. Oh, woman, yeah, baby.
There we go. Al Green. That's a good song. That's a good song. I like him. It's fantastic. Well, obviously, my sister likes him, too. Yeah, my sister's got pretty good taste, I think. considering us three girls grew up in the same era, I mean, there's like 3 years. We're three of us all kind of crammed in there in 3 years. Yeah, Rita's in there in the middle. you know, and she's a different duck, but I love her to death, so it's okay. One more song from John. And this was Novelty Day. So this is cool. I can deal with this very, very easily. And this is the Corys. And the Corys are going to do... Now, you guys, you got to listen to this because it is hilarious. When I listened to this song, what ran through my mind was Benny Hill, Monty Python,
yeah,
and the Three Stooges.
Great combination, then.
That all went through my brain when I was listening to this song. Now, you got to listen to it and just picture what it's telling you, because you are just going to laugh so hard. It's fantastic. And I thank you, John, for doing this, because laughing is a good thing. Laughing is a good
sure
thing.
Is.
I love to laugh. I love to laugh. So this is the Corys, and they're going to do something called the Bricklayers song.
Yeah. Okay.
So lend an ear.
Okay, here's a song about an Irishman who had a little bad luck. And I've been told this is a true story. Dear sir, I write this note to you to tell you of me plight. For at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. Me body is all black and blue, me face a deathly gray. And I write this note to tell you why I'm not at work today. While working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. But to toss them down from such a height was not a good idea. The foreman wasn't very pleased. He is an awkward sod. He said I'd have to cart them down the ladders in me hot. Now shifting all those bricks by hand, it was so very slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured a rope below. But in me haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks is heavier than me. And so when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead. And clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket till to my dismay I found that halfway up I met the bloody barrel coming down. Now the barrel broke me shoulder as through the ground it sped. And when I reached the top, I banged the pulley with me head. I clung on tightly, numb with shock from this almighty blow. And the barrel spilled out half the bricks 14 floors below. Now when these bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel and so started down once more. Still clinging tightly to the rope, me body racked with pain. Halfway down I met the bloody barrel once again. Now the force of this collision halfway down the office block caused multiple contusions and a nasty state of shock. Still clinging tightly to the rope, I fell toward the ground and landed on the broken bricks the barrel had scattered round. Well, I lay there groaning on the ground. I thought I'd passed the worst, but the barrel hit the pulley wheel and then the bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me. I didn't have a hope, for as I lay there bleeding, I let go the bloody rope. The barrel being unsecured then started down once more, and it landed right across me as I lay there on the floor. It broke three ribs and my left arm, and I can only say that I hope to understand why Murphy's not at work today.
Boy, I tell you, if that had happened to me, I wouldn't have been at work either. I would have been in the hospital or dead. One of the two. He had so many encounters with that barrel of bricks that, oh my God.
That was good.
That was hilarious. I love that.
Yeah.
You know, matches John's sense of humor. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
It really does. It was beautiful. Totally beautiful. So let's do. I still got. Let's see. 1, 2, 3 requests. So let's do those. So we make sure that we get everything in. I'm going to play Brandon's second request. And if I get down to it, there we are. It's by Little Richard, and it's called Great Gosh Almighty. So get ready.
I've been speaking. I'm trying to find peace of mind.
And I don't think any song of Little Richard's is complete until he does that little
woo
thing that he does. Yeah, he does. I don't know too many people that could bring that off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, they can't. Right.
But he does it, and he does it great. So that's all right. All right. Another request from the Doors.
Ooh.
And this one is from Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Love Her Madly. That singer, Jim Morrison, was one of the people that we lost very early on. He wasn't very old. And again, it was ODing on drugs that actually gave him a heart attack in the bath. He was taking a bath. So it just, I don't know, it just seemed an era that was destined to lose so much talent. And the thing with the Doors is, I don't know, I thought it was hilarious. Some adults didn't, but I found it totally hilarious. is they were on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Ed told them that they could not do the song Light My Fire and say those words. They could not say Light My Fire on his show. Did they pay any attention to that?
No.
No. They did their song the way they always did it. And the upshot of that was is that Ed Sullivan was very, very upset with them, and they never did another Ed Sullivan show. I don't think they cared, because they did what they needed to do, and nobody saw anything wrong with it except Ed Sullivan, you know, didn't censor it out. And Susan just dropped out again. She's been back and forth 4 times so far. But they didn't censor it out, so none of them thought it was bad. But Ed Sullivan didn't like it, and they said, forget you, we're going to do it anyway. They very, very politely went, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, sir. And then they did it anyway.
Oh, good one.
Part of the rebel of that era, I suppose. But I don't know. I thought it was hilarious. But that's me. That's me. What can you say? Okay. I've got... hello, Jen. I lost it. Ding-a-ling-a-bong. Okay. I will find it again because I want to play this one. Here we go. An Elvis song.
Ah.
I saw this when the Doors song was playing. I thought, oh, I get to play that. I got to play that. We want to play that. Now I lost it again. My mouse does its own little thing sometimes.
Mm.
And it just really is irritating. But, well, you know, I'll find it. I'll find it. Just bear with me, guys. I know it's in here. I just have to find it again because my mouse said, you don't get to look for that one. So, okay, I got it. Elvis, looking for trouble. I love this song.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green-eyed mountain jack full of evil. My middle name is Misery. Well, I'm evil, so don't you mess around with me. Jack. A little 4-piece band with Jack.
guitar and I stood in. I showed him what a band would sound like with a swinging guitar, man. Show him, son.
And, of course, it was followed by Guitar Man. I mean, I don't, I'm not sure I've ever heard one without the other. I probably have, but I don't remember it. You know, it just seems to go together. What can you do, right?
Exactly.
So, all right, I've got one more song that Diane sent me. So we're going to do this by the Eagles, and it was one of their biggest songs. It's the song that everybody knows, and everybody knows the words to it, and if you stop and think about what it's saying, they even actually did have a movie. I'm not sure if they made a movie to fit the song or the song to make the movie, but they went together. And it was a horror movie. So, just, you know, kind of listen to it and listen to it for what it says, not for just the music, because we all enjoy the song, but it's a little out in left field a little bit. So here is the Eagles doing Hotel California.
Welcome to the hotel. Thank you.
There you go. And yes, that was the live version of Hotel California. That was probably pretty much one of the best times they did it. It always seems that things a lot of times come off better when you're live because you're playing off of the audience and it's more fun. It sounds better because you're more aware of what you're doing, and it's just better. It's just better. What can I tell you?
Them so a few years ago.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, they're great.
Yep. What year was that? They had the year on it. 72, I think. I'm not sure. There goes Susan again. She just got here, and now she just got yanked back again. Well, okay. But that's, you know, she gets points from me because she's a trooper. She just keeps on trying. And I love that. I really love it. Poor girl. Makes it a little stressful for her, though. Sometimes I think it'd be better if she just kind of listened in and heard the whole thing. Poor woman. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All the requests, which is a good thing. I got through all of them. That's awesome. That makes me feel good. I played everybody's songs. And now, here you go, folks.
The web was woven in my soul. Don't you know how the web was woven can't get loose, can't let go. Like the weave of a spider wound round my heart, I can't get free. At last I'm where you want me. Don't you know that's where I want to be? Spinning round like a blue fly, thoughts of you fill my head. And no matter how I try, I can't sleep in my bed. I've been round for the last time. Oh man, what can I do? That's how the web was woven, how I fell in love with you. I've been round for the last time. Oh man, what can I do? That's how the web was woven, how I fell in love with you. Yes, that's how the web was woven, how I fell in love with you. I love you.
Well, there we go. I just wanted to play that. But then I have enough guts, I usually play what I've sung. And you poor people just have to kind of sit there and listen.
It's funny you've done okay. That one, Jenny. I was singing to that one the other day and typed it.
Good. I think that's fantastic. You know, the thing is if you love to sing, sing.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You know, that's just the whole thing. If you love to sing, sing.
Makes you happy. Yep.
Exactly. Because it makes you feel good. Do it because it feels good. That's the whole point of it. And when you do that, then the people hearing it feel good. That's what music is all about. That's what it's all about. So, hey, you know, I'm sorry, guys, but you're going to keep hearing me. That's just how it is.
I'd like to hear you, Jenny.
Oh, you're so sweet. But I've got the channel. I'm going to use it. Okay. I've got 6 minutes left, so I'm going to take a quick one here to say thank you to everybody. It doesn't seem possible that it's all the time is gone already. It just goes by so quickly. But thank you for being here, and thank you, Anne, for sticking with me through the whole thing and letting me know that my mic is indeed working today. That's kind of important to know before the show starts. So I thank you for doing that for me. That's awesome. And Susan, thank you for bopping back and forth, and you keep coming back, and I really, really appreciate you for doing that. That is an awesome thing for me, for you to keep. You keep trying, honey, and I really appreciate that, and someday you'll be able to come and stay for the show. That will be wonderful. I'm waiting for that day. Thank you to everybody who's been in the chats and has stuck through the whole show. I really appreciate you being there and making your comments, and it just is nice. And anybody out there who is listening, if you've got an access to a messenger, just send me a quick one to say, I was listening. Whether you like the show or not, or whatever, or just hi, I was whatever. Just let me know you were there, because that means a lot, and I really, really appreciate each one of you that's listening. I mean, there are a few people who are good friends and family that I hope were listening, but it would be nice to get a quick message to let me know you were there. I love that. If I don't hear from you, I'm going to assume you were there anyway. So, you know, you might as well. But I love each and every one of you, and you know I do. So just hold that, because it's not going to change. I love y'all. People that are out there that listen, that have been my friends since high school. And I really and truly love you and appreciate you and thank you. I am so happy that. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. It's really, really special when you have people that you can keep in touch with over years of time. And I have one friend that I've been friends with since I was 6, and she can't listen because she doesn't have a computer. And she doesn't have the internet. So that makes it a little bit tough. But I know that if she did, she would be listening. And I pray for her all the time, because she's got like 5 or 6 terminal things wrong with her right now. And I keep expecting to hear bad news. But when I do, I'm going up there. I'm singing at her memorial. And I just count every day as a blessing that I don't hear that news. So, anyway, that being said, let's do one more song. Thank you, everyone. I love you all. And tomorrow is the gospel show. Don't miss it. You're going to love it. It's going to fill your soul. It will bless you. Please join me for the gospel show. You can't make it to church yet. This is your church. Come on in and enjoy it, all right? Right now I'm going to play Wilbert Harrison doing Kansas City, and I will see y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. There you go. See you tomorrow for the gospel show. Thank you, everyone. Have a great rest of your day.